Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What a great God we serve. He's the Almighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And you know, his word is so true. Yeah, he's not a lie. He don't tell no lies. He is truth. He is, you know what, we got to do this. We got to walk in truth. We got to say, Abba, we need you. And that is the truth. More than anything, more than our very breath, we need the Lord today like never before. We need the Lord in every aspect of our lives. And we're so grateful that we can call upon his mighty name, his holy name. Well, good morning again. We thank God for you. Happy New Year. The Lord has brought us into 2022. Oh, what an amazing God we serve. He's awesome. He's mighty. He's holy. Lord, I can't find enough words to describe your greatness, oh God. You are mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth. Even the angels bow down before you. So this morning, Lord, we are bowing down before you. We are saying hallelujah and amen to your word. We agree with your word, oh God. And Lord, you know we sin. We're human. But forgive us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, turn us around. Help us not to practice sin. In the name, help us not to slide in the mud again. Help us, oh God, to be cleansed in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we are thanking you this morning for everything you've done, everything you are about to do. Lord, you are on our side. Help us to be on your side, not just with our lips, but with our whole heart. Help us to honor you. Help us to bless you. Oh, you're an amazing God. You have always been available for us. It's us who left you. It's us who slipped out of your path. You didn't leave. No, you are always available, Lord God. And we say thank you, Lord God. When we got some good common sense and came back, you washed the mud off of us. You washed the mud. And, Lord, anytime, hallelujah, and we get a spot on our garment from whatever we've done, we can say, Abba, oh, forgive us, God. You remove every spot from our garment. What a faithful friend you are. In the name of Jesus, you carefully watch over us morning, noon, and night. And I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing today. And what you've done, oh my God, you've done great things. And you're going to do greater things in 2022 than ever before. We are looking forward to it. We know trials come. They come to make us stronger, to strengthen us. Yeah, you know David was hiding out from Saul, but he pretty soon got strength. And you know what? He was so amazing. My God, when his father sent him to tend the sheep, he just said, wait a minute, lion, you ain't taking none of these sheep. I'm over every one of these sheep. Ah, you bear, you better not come near us, bear. So I thank you for David, Lord God, the example that he was. And Lord, when the people were all howling about the big giant, he said, what do you mean? I come in the name of the Lord. So I thank you for a spirit like David, Lord God, that we come in your name. And every lion, every bear, every giant, we take authority over them now in Jesus' name. You are slaughtered. You are not returning in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you thanks. Well, good morning again. Happy New Year to those who hadn't heard me say it this morning. Oh, yeah, today is Family Day. We're celebrating, yeah, our Lord and his goodness. And you know what he said in Deuteronomy 12:7 concerning family? There in the presence of the Lord your God, you and your family shall eat and shall rejoice in everything you have put your hand to, because the Lord your God has blessed you. You know what he said in Esther about the family? Esther 8:6, for how can I bear to see disaster fall on my people? How can I bear to see destruction of my family? And he said in Psalm 68:4-6 concerning the family, sing to God, sing praises to his name, extol him who rides on the clouds. His name is the Lord. And rejoice before him. A father to the fatherless, a descendant of the widow, is God in his holy dwelling. God is in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in family. He leads forth the prisoners with singing. But the rebellious live in a scorched land. You know, in a scorched land, you can't plant nothing. Mm-mm. So I thank God for each of you today coming on Bible Story Land Family Day. God loves you so much. Oh, my God. He's an awesome God. He knows your name. Even before you were thought of, he said, listen, I knew you before I placed you in your mother's belly. I formed you. I shaped you. I blew my breath into you. My thoughts, my thoughts are just you, not the whole universe. My thoughts of you as an individual are more than a grain of sand. What an amazing Father we serve. Today is Family Day. We have a mighty woman of God from Houston, Texas, Karen Eichel. She's going to play a song of praise this morning. What a friend we have in Jesus. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Miss Carissa. Happy New Year.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, I'll do the song. Here we go. What a mighty friend we have in him, for sure. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Karen. That was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yes, we do have a friend in Jesus. You know, when you can't depend upon your mama, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, you can't depend upon your neighbor, you know who you can depend upon. He's always available for you. Sometimes you say, well, Lord, I called this and I called that person called and nobody was available. But guess what? He is available for us. Sometimes he shut everybody out of our lives for a reason. Because he said, listen, it's time for divine counsel. It's time for you to come with me. Spend time with me. God is looking for you. Are you available? Are you available? You got to be available now. Yeah, he's available. But the question is, are you available? We got to be available. You know, we get distracted. Sometimes we go like, oh, my God, I forgot to call my friend. Let me call my friend. And you talk for 2 hours. And you're like, oh, Jesus, now I got to go eat. I'm going to pray, Lord. Just give me a minute. I'm going to pray. Then after you feel your stomach, you're going to sleep. You know how the devil do us. He's got those tricks. There ain't no new tricks. We just don't always know, you know, his tricks. We got to be aware. How you find out his tricks? In the Word. In the Word. So, thank God for each of you today coming on with us. You know, it's family day. We got to worship God and thank him for our family. Now, he didn't make no mistake. I know you think because he may have given you the wrong mother, wrong dad, wrong sister, brother, all. He has never made a mistake, and he never will make a mistake. So he's faithful, and he is a God who will never, never look back in your Bible. Go from Genesis to Revelation. Tell me a mistake you think he made. If you think he made a mistake, just read his word. He didn't never make no mistake. Sometimes people didn't understand God. And you know what? The stubborn, rebellious people, they didn't want to do what God told them to do. So, you know, he has been known to wipe out a whole generation. Ask Noah. Go over there and over there in Genesis and ask Noah. Noah and his family, they were the only ones. He wiped out a whole stubborn, rebellious generation. Wiped them out. He killed them. I don't know about you, but I'm asking, Lord, have mercy on our nation. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. I pray that they didn't get them 50-mile winds an hour and the snow is not overtaking, you know, the rooftop. So I'm going to ask her, just before she sings, if she would say a prayer for families all over the world covering us in every area. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. God is so good. When I woke up this morning, it was 17 degrees. It's already up to 22 now. We got snow on Thursday, about 3 inches, but we're doing fine. God is still good, still good, still preparing, still providing for us. He's still good. Thank him today. Gracious Lord, I am rebound. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day that we've never seen before. Lord, you are so good to us. Your mercy endures forever. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the families that you have given to us, Lord. Lord, we love them and we thank you so much for them. Now, Lord, we ask a special blessing on all the families, Lord. Lord, bless the fathers, the head of the houses, Lord. Give them the strength and knowledge so that they'll be able to lead their families in a godly way. Lord, we ask a special blessing for the mothers, Lord. Lord, you gave mothers the privilege of giving birth, and for that we say thank you. Lord, we thank you for the children that you've given to us, Lord. Lord, help us to be the parents before our children so that they will see our good example and follow you. Lord, you've made a way for us. You've kept us. You carried us, Lord, when we couldn't carry ourselves. And for that, we say thank you, Lord, but you've been so good to us. We thank you, Lord, for sparing our lives. We thank you, Lord, for feeding us and clothing us. We thank you, Lord, for shelter, Lord. Lord, we do know that there are families who are suffering right now, families who came through the tornadoes, Lord, last month, Lord. But, Lord, you have kept them, and for that we say thank you. And even the families who came through the tornadoes this month, Lord, you're still keeping families together. And for that we say thank you. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough, Lord, for all that you've done for our families, Lord, all that you continue to do. So, Lord, bless us and keep us in your care. Help us to be the people that you're calling for us to be, Lord, in these last and evil days. We too know that there are so many who don't even know you, Lord. So, Lord, right now we're asking for a special touch for our families, Lord. Lord, touch our families. Let them see that they need you, that they can't get along without you, Lord, but through you all things are possible. So, Lord, we just pause to say thank you today. Thank you for the precious family. And for those who have family members who have gone on, Lord, we thank you for their lives, Lord. Thank you for their influence. Now, Lord, help us to pick up the mantle, Lord, and carry on in your name. Lord, I love you. I thank you for this privilege of calling on your name. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray. For his sinless sake, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask a question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But I won't complain. God has been good to me. He's been so good to me. More than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been good to me. He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes cannot see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But I won't complain. God has been good to me. He's been so good to me. More than this whole world you could ever be. He's been good to me. He's dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. Been tossed about, but thank you, Lord. I've been mistreated, thank you, Lord. Been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Been sick, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But I won't complain. But God has been good to me. He's been so good to me. More than this whole world you could ever be. He's been good to me. He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But I want
my God. Thank you for that song. Yeah, all of our good days outweigh our bad days. We won't complain. Thank you, Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky, for that awesome, powerful prayer for family and for that most powerful song, I Won't Complain. We have to remember, yeah, bring everything before the Lord. He's the one that we could go to and count on. He knows what we're going through before we go through it. So he's always available. Thank God. Well, we have Jackie Travis on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. They are cousins. You know, it's family day. He's the cousin for Pastor Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. Happy New Year to everyone. That song made me cry because we just sung that. They had that song sung at my cousin's daughter's funeral that I came back from. It was last Thursday. She was 24 years old in Lexington, Kentucky. And that girl sung the song, and that reminded me of that. And it reminded me of how good God has been to us. He really has, because we went up to Lexington, and it was so many people once we got there. Even before we got there, this person was positive. This person was positive. I took my grandbaby with me. And the Lord just spared us because it was people positive before we left that we were around. And those people that was positive when we was up there that we didn't know that was positive when we got there. But when we got back to Jacksonville, we didn't even go home. We just went straight to the testing place. And I prayed and we went, and the next 2 days, Abel was negative, then I was negative. But the Lord has been so good. So I'm just thanking God. Thank you for my cousin singing that song. So I'm here with Michelle Levon today, so we're going to sing songs because so much has been going on this week and last week and the week before, even though. But the Lord has still been good to us. So pray for my cousin Cassandra and her husband and the rest of my family. I got a lot of nephews and stuff. They do have the COVID. Two of my nephews I know, and one of my nieces that has it now, whatever. They just tested positive. And I got cousins that tested positive. Please pray for all of us. Please, just we stay safe. So me and Michelle is going to sing our song. Mm. I just want to thank you forever and ever for all you done me. Ain't nobody do it like you, Lord. Glory and honor, they all belong to you. Now thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just want to praise you forever. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. I thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Amen.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We thank God for you and Michelle Levon. Thank you so much. I love that duet. That was awesome. Thank God for you. We thank God for blessing us. Yeah, we're his children. So he blesses us with, you know, a pure environment so that no plague come near us. He's just so good to us. You know, if I sit down and make a list, I think it'll take me to eternity to make a list of every good thing, you know, that God has been doing in my life. So I just got to thank him. So we thank God today. Well, we have Mother Fanny on with us. She's from Daytona Beach, Florida. She's a young woman. Oh, yeah, in a few months, she'll be 86. So we thank you, God, for her. Good morning, Mother Fanny. How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
All right. What you going to sing this morning?
I don't know what I would do, but that's the love.
Amen.
I don't know what I would do without the love, without the love. I don't know what I would do without the love, without the love. Singing and praying every day, Lord, I'm trying to walk a narrow way. I don't know what I would do without the love, without the love. I don't know what I would do without the love, without the love. I'm praying and praying every day, trying to walk this narrow way. I don't know what I would do without the law, without the law. We don't know what we would do without the law, without the law. We don't know what we would do without the law, without the law. We're singing and praying every day, Lord, we're trying to walk this narrow way. And Lord, I don't know what I would do without my Lord, without my Lord. We don't know how we would make it without the Lord, without the Lord. We don't know how we would make it without the love, without the love. We're and praying every day, trying to walk this narrow way. We just don't know what we will do without our love. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Mother Fanny. Thank God for you. Thank God for everyone on and their family. Oh, yeah, we are praising the Lord like never before. We are thanking him for his goodness, because his goodness, oh, my God, his mercy is everlasting. So I thank God for all you are today. We have a mighty woman of God on with us from New Orleans, Marrero, Louisiana. I didn't even ask her if she was going to sing today. Minister Glory Dean from Marrero, are you singing today or are you just listening in?
Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. Happy New Year to everyone.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I love all the songs. Praise God. God is really moving today. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I'll go in and sing this song. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you for bringing me through. 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 You brought the heathen children to the Red Sea. Lord, thank you for bringing me through. Oh, thank you for bringing me through. Oh, thank you for bringing me through. Oh, Lord, thank you for bringing me through. If the Hebrew children knew the plan of God, they would have said, Lord, thank you for bringing me through. 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 It's all by Jesus Christ. It's all by Jesus Christ that faith is bringing me through. That faith is bringing me through. Lord, thank you for bringing me through. Lord, thank you for bringing me through.
Lord, thank you for bringing me through.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that was
thank you,
beautiful.
Father.
Thank God.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Well, you know what the Lord says in his word, leave your father, leave your mother, and cleave unto your wife. And we have a mighty man of God on here today. He's been cleaving to his wife for over 50 years. His name is Bishop Michael Patterson. So let's shout out. They're having an anniversary. He and his wife have been together over 50 years. Happy anniversary, Bishop.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Come on, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Happy anniversary, Bishop Patterson.
You say what?
I want to tell you, the word of God says in Psalms 119, 105, the word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Today
Hallelujah.
We are honored to have back with us. He's been with us many times. Bishop Michael Patterson from Buford, Georgia. We thank God for him and his precious wife. And you know what? He's got the word on the inside of him. Oh, my God. So we thank God for him today. He'll tell you how many years he's been married and a little bit about himself, and then he'll bring forth the word. How you doing today, Bishop Patterson?
I'm doing pretty good by God's grace, indeed, and I'm enjoying what I'm hearing. I sit here listening to the beautiful songs and the prayers and the words that have been spoken already, and it's delightful, delightful. And I'm so glad to be here again today. I always look forward to being with you. I would like you to know that. It's just a delight and a blessing in my life, able to share and to be able to receive from you the kindness, the testimonies, the praises, the words that come from the Lord, and the songs that come from beautiful women that are dedicated to the Lord. It is so good hearing people from different parts of our country coming together, collaborating to bring glory to God. I say this, you know, today, and we need to really say prayers for our country because we are in a very dark valley. And we need God's help. We need God's mercy. And because of the clouds that are hanging over our country. I do believe that God has an answer to all things. But we must listen to his word. We must hear the answer and we must practice it. And that is where we fall short. And this is a nation that has known about the Lord and has heard the word of the Lord through many, many centuries, but it staggered and stumbled to fulfill the will of God in its life. We seem like we are going backwards over and over again. We take one step forward, and then we take two steps backward. We make laws and make promises, and we make declarations that sounds very good to the entire world, and then we stumble, and we blindly and ignorantly plunge into the darkness and bring hurt to ourselves and to all humanity. This is Family Day, as my beautiful sister said. Sister G. It's Family Day. And I'd like to think of family as in a broader context, and that is the family of God. The family of God. And then if you want to think of America as a people, a family, but we are in distress. And the theme that I'm going to be dealing with today about family is about unity, togetherness. It is something that is very critical. The Bible has a lot to say about it. Unfortunately, we don't listen. We don't listen. We don't listen. But listen up, people, today, and I'll read a scripture to you. There are a couple of scriptures that I want to focus upon that will bring out the essence of what I'm sharing. And it is in Genesis chapter 11, and reading from verse 1. It says, "And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, Go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach into heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city." Now, it's very, very, very interesting what is happening here. A people in unity. And listen carefully to what God said about them. God said, look, let us do something. Let's go down and confuse their language. Because there is nothing that could be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. People can imagine vain things. People can imagine cruel things. People can imagine crooked things. And if they get a company of fools to collaborate, there's much damage that can be inflicted upon their victims. So the Bible shows us somehow God did not want what they were doing. Reason why? It's because this is in the early stage of our development. And God said, multiply and replenish the earth. The word from the Lord is replenish the earth. Go all abroad. Fill the earth. But they said, no, let's stop right here. Let's build a city. Let's build a tower up into heaven, lest we be scattered. It was a reverse to the order of God. He said, we don't want to be scattered. We want to make a name for ourselves. They had a very perverted disposition as to what their lives meant. Brethren, today I want to say this. It's a frightening thing when people get together to do bad things. As families, oftentimes, pain is inflicted in families, brokenness in families. Families are shattered to pieces, and it is something that has plagued humanity. The very first family on earth, the family of Adam, the family of Adam and Eve, in their family, Cain killed Abel.
Hello?
The very first family.
I was just thinking about you.
Cain killed
Abel. I want that pot and that stuff to go in the pot when you talk.
I'm getting a feedback.
I'm sorry.
The grass you told me to go in the pot.
I, someone has been off mute.
Flower pot.
Hello?
Well, it ain't grass, but I call it grass. You know this stuff.
I'm going to put the phone on mute. Hold on.
Yes, I will. I will.
I'm putting them on mute. Hold on. Someone's having a conversation. They don't know that it's...
Right. I'm aware. Yeah.
All right. I think I have them all on mute now.
Okay. And so...
I apologize.
That's okay. We understand. Now, in the very first family on earth, there was a murder. A brother killed a brother. In the first family on earth. It continues to this day. Murders. All kinds of slaughter all across the face of the earth. It stalks every person who would not heed to the word of God. They unified in the land of Shinar to build a city and make a name for themselves. It was all about themselves. It was a selfish ambition. It was something that caused God's displeasure, and the way God stopped it is by confounding their languages. They couldn't understand each other, so they couldn't get the job done. Keep that in mind. It's very important. If we unify, we can get whatever we want to get. Now, I did not say this. This is the Lord God Almighty. Who said that? The Bible says in the 11th chapter of Genesis, verse number 5, and the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And then the Lord said, Look, there is one, and they have one language. And what they're beginning to do, nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined. Now, the Creator God has built us that when there is a unity and a togetherness emerge that we desire, that we imagine, we can make things happen. Reason why? Because we were made in the image and likeness of God. Right now, we have fallen short of the glory of God. We are not where we will ultimately be because God's word will be fulfilled. Let us make man in our own image and likeness. We will become in his will, in his purpose, like unto him. It is his desire. And if we are experiencing that kind of a lifestyle, that type of a creation in God, then it means, what does God do? What is God like? God is creator. He makes things happen. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He built the earth out from chaos. He built beauty out of ashes. This is God. And God has given us the same capacity to do it, albeit we have a limited capacity. But that capacity to make things happen is based on coming together in unity. But there is a danger here. The danger is, in this particular instance, they were coming together to do something that God did not want, because God said, multiply and replenish the earth. Go, scatter abroad, fill the earth. But they said, no, we're going to stop right here. And they, and the only way God could stop them was, don't let them understand each other. As long as they keep in the same page, as long as they have the same mind together, nothing will be restrained from them. Because that's the way God made us. That's why there's so much wretchedness and destruction in our world. People secretly get together and concoct all kinds of mischief, and disaster is the result. And we've seen it happen time and time again across the earth. Wars that has broken out in humanity, destruction, world wars, tribal wars, civil wars, all kinds of wars that have taken place in the earth. And we are plagued with this thing. because men come together and they entertain on healthy ways of life. Hate for people, disdain for the creation of God. And God was saying, I don't want them to do this. Let's take away their ability to understand and communicate. And they lost their ability to build that tower. But there's let's take another look in the scripture, togetherness. Psalm 133. And it says thus, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the beard, on the head, that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. All right now. We've got a unity now. And that unity, the Lord said, is a pleasant unity. Behold, how good thing. It's a pleasant thing for brethren to dwell together in unity. When we dare to love one another, when we dare to keep together the interests of each other as our own, when we dare to manifest that sort of a unity that pleases God, the Bible says God commands the blessing. You don't even have to ask him. Things will automatically emerge out of loving care one for the other. Vision, once there's hatred, once there is resentment, we are looking at catastrophe. We want to heal America. We want to correct America. It begins with loving one another, red, yellow, black, or white. It belongs with caring for the community of man. No one is more important than the other. Arrogance that causes someone to say, I'm the greatest. I'm better than anyone else. I'm the only one that can do this thing. Once pride has caused someone to be lifted up, once arrogance rule people, when you think you're better than another person or another people, it shatters the peace. It shatters the intention. No good thing will come out of it. God will resist the proud and give grace unto the humble. He will resist it. Pride goes before a fall. Do we want to build America? Do we want to build our families? This is family day. Family of America, family of God, family of the Davis, family of the Pattersons, family of whoever we are. To build that family is we dwell together in unity, and God designed it that when we do that, he will command the blessing. He will command it. Notice, command. Which means it will be an order from God. The same way when God said, let there be light, and the Bible says, and there was light. The very same way God will command the blessing. When he looks and he sees us loving one another, caring for each other, looking out for each other's interests, God will look them and command the blessing. He will command goodness. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It is the intention of our Creator God. God never intended the wretchedness that we find ourselves in globally. And the Bible even says, creation groaneth and travaileth. The very earth is convulsing. The very earth is rebelling. Earth is disturbed. The storms, the earthquakes, the lightnings, the fires, all kinds of disturbance across the face of the earth. And it is noted not by people who are religious and trying to interject something that doesn't exist. Even the unreligious, people who are scientists, people who are looking at the weather patterns, they're dealing with all of the elements of the earth. They know that something distressing is going on. We are out of kilter. We are disturbed. Something bad is going on. We must put a halt to it. The only way we can put a halt to it is to come together in unity, love one for the other, caring one for the other, sharing one for the other, not denying the expression of the grace of God in another, because you don't. It ought to be that way. It's not about your way. It is about God giving each one of us the opportunity to choose and to love and to care, giving each and every one of us the opportunity to express his gifts within us. And the reason why we have so many denominations, it's because some want to, church ought to be this way. And all of us say, no, church ought to be this way. No, church got to be this way. So we've got thousands of church denominations across the earth. Now, who's right? We've shattered the unity. We have not learned how to appreciate one another in spite of our differences. We feel threatened by differences. Why should we? You know, a very unique thing about all of this is God in his love for mankind. The scripture says about God, God so loved the world, God loved America, not God loved Israel, not God loved Africa, but God loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God's love is all-encompassing. And if we are going to be godly, we got to start practicing that too. The resentment and the hate we feel for people because they're black, brown, white, or yellow, whatever color, and a different nationality, and you hate them. They live in a different neighborhood, and you resent them. You look down upon them. I always think of when people look down on others because they're poor, and their lives are not all that they desire it to be. And people look down upon them and curse them and call them lazy. They don't want to work. And I say this, when God chose to send his Son into the world, look where he came. He was born in a manger. He was not born in a palace. He was not born with all of the accoutrements of life. He was born in a stable, in a manger, the highest. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he humbled himself to lift us all up. Great leaders learn the secrets of how to care for the least of these. Our objective is to feel the pain of others like Jesus did. He was moved with compassion, and he reached out, healed the multitude, and feed the multitude. He didn't resent them and say, man, let them go and help themselves. Jesus had an opportunity to do that, but he just said, feed them, clothe them, give them to drink. And inasmuch as you do it to the least of these, I take it personally. You've done it unto me. How about that? How about that? Why have we gotten away from those themes, Church of God, people of God in particular? We can't expect a world that is bound in sin to practice those wholesome themes. But when the church forsakes it and the church begins to get into hatred and degrading others and putting down others and resenting others, and God is not doing that. God is simply looking for a way to heal us. Jesus said, I came not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through me might be saved. He came knowing the world is under condemnation. But he reached in love to all, resentment to none. Can we get into that realm? Can we get back there? Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. The Lord commands the blessing. Oh, we talk about revival. We want to fast and pray. And oftentimes God said, I'm sick and tired of all your new moons. I'm sick and tired of all of your fasting. I'm sick and tired of all your prayers and so forth. You're praying all this. I'm sick and tired of it all. Because you go through all of those motions, but your practice of resentment, your practice of hatred disqualifies, makes null and void. All of the prayers, all of what you do becomes of none effect. it loses the impact because the essence of it all is not there. The essence has got to be like God is. God is love. And God loves the whole world, everyone. When God said he loved you, it was when you were wretched too. When God said he loved the world, he was speaking with every person that is on this earth that is despicable, wretched, wrong-sided, upside down, whatever you want to call them. But God looks at all the earth and he says, I love them. And I'm going to give them my best effort. I'm giving my only begotten son to die, to shed his blood. They can't help themselves. I'm going to help them. Truth is, we need the mercy and the help of God, and we need to come together as one. Families of God, families of whatever family, whether it's a Davis or a Patterson or a Jones family, whatever, let us learn to stop and reflect and begin to be kind one to another. The Lord commands blessings when this happens. Good things are waiting for you. When you shed the hatred, good things are waiting for you. When you put aside the hatred and resentment and the planning and the scheming and the deceitfulness, when you're looking to subvert, when you're in dark places plotting, God is seeing it all. It's not hidden from God. And God is making note of all of those things. And believe me, the pain that the world is in because of all of the chicanery, all of the subterfuge, all of the laughter of resentment and the glee of feeling someone is hurt and so you're happy and you're celebrating. Get away, get away, get away, run from it. Unity, unity, togetherness, togetherness of one mind, of one mind, of one heart, of one heart, of one mind, of... And one other scripture I want to bring your attention to. And that is found in the book of Acts chapter 2. And it says here, Acts chapter 2, reading from verse number 1, it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, let's pause. They were all in one accord, in one place. And what happened? A sound from heaven came. A sound of a rushing mighty wind, not a tornado, not destructive, but a sound of elevation, a sound that was imparting unto them the power to love, to heal, to bring the word of God to the entire world. We are here today as a result of this event. Men who forsook Jesus when he was taken to the cross, he continued to love them when he was risen from the dead. And the first person he asked for was Peter, who cursed to deny Jesus. Go and tell my disciples and Peter, I go before them into Jerusalem. He wanted to see Peter. And do you know, for many of us, that type of behavior will disqualify somebody from being a preacher, a bishop, an apostle. When Jesus got back with them, he selected Peter to be the head of the apostles. And he never even brought up what Peter did. He knew Peter had cursed. He said he was going to do it, and he did it. But when he was risen, he reached out in love and compassion for them all. And Peter was made the head. Oh, was he really qualified? Well, today someone can create all reasons why somebody should not be in that pulpit because they're envious and they want that pulpit. They want to take over that organization. And so they create subterfuge. They spread scandals. They spread lies. When Jesus came back, the disciples that ran away, and the chief one, Peter, cursed to prove he wasn't with them. Jesus embraced him and said, I want you to head this thing up. He forgave him. He saw what no one else could see. And we are affected to this day by the glory of this day of Pentecost, because they were in one accord. Yes, on the plain of Shinar, the people were of one accord to do something that God did not want them to do. And God shut it down. But then in the book of Psalms, God is saying through his word, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Use this unity to be together and heal and help and serve one another. Use this thing of whatever it is that you have that is impacting, that is empowering to bring healing to the least, to these. Don't question why the person is poor. Don't question why the person is sick. Heal them. Feed them. Clothe them unconditionally. There are those who will not lift a finger to help people because they become psychologists and psychological excuses are given. Well, they're just lazy. They're lazy. They don't want to work. Let them pick themselves up by their own bootstraps. That's not the message of Jesus. Jesus came and he reached out to the whole world. None excluded. None excluded. And you could imagine, use your imagination, you could imagine the type of people the earth was filled with. Name the type of name that disgust you. The earth was filled with all kinds of disgusting things that people do. And the Bible says he came loving all people. No, he doesn't love our sins. But he looks beyond our faults and he sees our needs. And he's waiting day by day. Somebody might be somewhere listening to this. And you've turned away from the Lord, or you may be curious about what is being said. In spite of your contrary ways, in spite of your rebellion against the things of God, God is standing right there waiting for you to turn, to turn. And with arms wide open, he will embrace you. He will not reject you. Like the prodigal son was had been returned into the fold, and joy was in that family. Joy can be in our homes, in our families, in our country, if we stop the hate, we stop the resentment, we stop the greed, we stop the division, we stop the foolishness, and we hear anew and afresh the word of God. This is family day. And we have to think of each other as a family. The family of man. The family of mankind. The family of God. Because that's what we are. We all come from the same source. Oh, how shallow can men get? People who were theologians. People who have studied the word of God. How shallow can we get? Have we forgotten that all of us came from one father? We are all relatives, though distant relatives. We came out of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, red, yellow, black, or white, it doesn't matter. We are made of one flesh, of one blood. That's the creation of God. Why are you going off on this dark tangent where you think you're better than someone else? You resent them because they don't look like you or they don't talk like you. Love one another. Jesus even said, and I love to bring this up every time I preach, love your enemies. Now, if you're not striving to do that, you're not really hitting the cleft note. You're not really reaching unto those things that the Lord wants you to reach for, that which makes you not a threat, but an asset to your family, an asset to your community, an asset to your nation, an asset to the world. Don't be a threat to the world. Don't brag and boast of your weapon, your great military. Don't let that be the boast. Some trust in horses and some trust in chariots, but we will, in the name of the Lord our God. It's the name of the Lord which we should rest in. For the name of the Lord is like a mighty tower. They run into it and they're safe. The Lord is with arms wide open, ready to receive you or anyone who will come to him, regardless of your condition. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. So, on family day, Let our families come back together. Families that have been broken, come back together. Communities that have been broken, come back together. Do not follow that evil that will tear you apart. It is all about the destruction of the earth, destruction of the creation of God, the wholesomeness and healing and salvation and the blessing and the wonder of God only comes from unity. We got to get there. Church of God, we got to get there. We sometimes have spurts of instances are pricked from time to time, and we feel ashamed when we look at the things that we do in the name of God, or we do in the name of a community or a people, and we get ashamed, and then soon it passes over, and we go back to the same old tragic way. Stop, stop, stop. Repent, repent, repent. Turn. Let brethren come together in unity. Let the family of God set the pace. Don't expect the people who are out there not intending to serve God to set the example. We are the example. We ought to be the ones that will shine, for we are the light of the earth and the salt of the world. God is counting on you, brother. God is counting on you, sister. So today, as I begin to wrap this message up, I want to say I'm so grateful to God for giving me, by God's grace, if I live and my wife lives, in the month of March of this year, we'd be celebrating our 53rd wedding anniversary. We actually met in 1966 and got married in 1969, and it's been a nonstop journey of miracles and the blessings of God and struggles and difficulties and blessings and all kinds of things, the way life is, the way of life, but together in unity. And I'm grateful to God that God has given us that unity among ourselves, in our family, my wife and I. What a blessing. Not one day have I ever cursed her. One day has she ever cursed me. This is not a boast in myself. I'm saying it is obtainable when you respect one another, when you love one another, when you dwell in unity. You don't bring damage. You bring healing. You disagree. Sure, we disagree. But we love. And we care. And we share. And we're together. I challenge you now to listen to what the Word of God says, and let's be in one accord. Church, let's come together and heal this country. It's not the government's going to do it. They don't have the capacity. The capacity to heal this nation lies entirely on the shoulders of God's children, who will light up this country with the songs of Zion, with the themes of faith and the themes of love and care and healing and supply. How terrible it is for people to go into this fight. That's what I'm saying. Government can't do it. If they do it, we clap our hands. We pray that they'll be able to deliver projects that they intend to deliver to help people. But to me, it's always such a tragedy and a waste that we fight wars across the world as a nation, America. We spend trillions in war, and then we struggle to spend a trillion to feed and to help people in America whose resources the country takes to fight the wars. All of the might of America is coming from the pocketbooks and the labor and the sweat of American people. I came here in 1970, became an American by choice, deliberately, with love, legally. And I say this, nobody living in America doesn't pay taxes. Yes, there are those who do not pay the income tax. But everybody living and breathing, whether they're illegal aliens or whatever you want to call it, illegal immigrants or whatever, everybody, the moment you get up and you buy something, you pay taxes. Buy anything. Do any business, you're paying taxes. Buy a car. Buy a shirt, buy shoes. The government is in your pocket every single day, everywhere you turn it. So everybody's contributing And now we find trillions are going to war. Trillions to feed and to clothe and to do things to help families becomes a wrestling. Where are the preachers that can speak to these politicians? You are the one with the true word. Bring their attention to the fact of the folly, of the uselessness of warfare. I do believe in a strong military and defense. But why would we spend trillions on the wretched wars that we have done across this earth? And we come back home broken and we have places to keep our veterans and their limbs are gone and they've lost their mind and they're thrown aside and the pain that we see and we lose them, they come back in body bags. And we spent trillions of dollars to do this, and nobody argues about the trillions of war. But now, I call upon you, let's care for one another. Care for one another to share love and kindness each and every day. Go to your brother, go to your sister, go to your mother, go to your father, whoever is alive, and call them and say, I love you. I love you.
Amen.
Begin there. And practice me. Well, God bless you. God bless you. Take care.
Amen. Amen. Bishop, thank you so much, Bishop Patterson. That was an awesome message on love and unity in the family, love of one another. And you know what? God commanded us to do that. He said first we're to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. Well, we have Mother Ludell on with us. She's going to be singing in a moment. She'll be 100 years old in February of next month. Before she comes on to sing, we're going to ask Prophetess Lawson if she would pray a prayer for repentance and restoration for the whole, every continent, every continent. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G, and greetings to everyone on Bible Storyland. I enjoyed from the first song I heard, amen, Sister Donna Hawkins, that's when I came on, and I enjoyed the word of God. I was heading towards a funeral, so I only have a few more minutes to stay on the line. So, Father, we thank you.
Okay.
We praise you. We give you glory, God.
Hallelujah.
We bless your holy and righteous name, oh God. We recognize, Lord God, as the man of God has laid it out from Genesis throughout the Bible, that how you created us to be unified, not against your word, but according to your word. So, Father,
yes,
we come thanking you, Lord God, that as you had established, Lord God, you wanted from Adam and Eve, Lord God, that we be unified. But, God, we come against the spirit of sin. Lord God, because sin came in their camp. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And caused strife. So we come against the spirit of division. We come against the spirit, Lord God, that would divide us, not just as a nation, as a country, but as the world. Oh, God, one side against the other side. When God, you call us to be unified in love. Oh, God, like the man of God said, that if we walk in love, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, God, you would inhabit us. You would rain down favor. Oh, God, that we would walk in power and dominion. Lord God, we should decree a thing, Lord God, and let it be established that we were made in your own image.
Glory
to God. I was so impressed with the word. Amen. Glory to God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. For what everything that the man of God says. But in it, the failure of man was the fact that we have not repented. That we have not loved. We have not walked according to your accordance. Because in the New Testament, God, you said, hallelujah, that above all else, we should love our neighbors as ourselves. And so then we have to love ourselves and we got to love our neighbors. Lord God, you say prophet. Going to see, and this is going to see, but love shall remain. Hallelujah. God, forgive us for failing to love.
Oh, yes, Lord.
God, forgive us for failing to love one another, to allow politicians, allow the news media, to allow or this or that or Facebook or whatever divide us to show us that we should be one side or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Not just as
a nation, but as a world, Lord mm-hmm. God, whether you're communist or Democrat, oh God, or what type of a country you are, Lord God, or you're Muslim or you're Jewish,
mm-hmm.
God, you said there's none in mm-hmm. you, Lord God. There's no male, mm-hmm. no female, no bond, mm-hmm. no free, but we're
yes.
one in the spirit. Father, mm. hallelujah, I pray for forgiveness
Lord.
That we do not recognize that we're spirit first. You said, seek ye the kingdom of God and all this righteousness and everything we had. We can't speak in our flesh. We got to seek in the spirit. Mm. Hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we repent for not recognizing and understanding your word, God. Oh, God, the man of God has laid it out so simple. We repent for the pastors and the prophets and the bishops who teach this word, hallelujah, that is so covered up and so towards pointing to this of the world or that of the world. But, God, that they don't point to you and your son, Jesus Christ. You say no man can come to the Father, Lord God, unless they believe in your son. So, Father, we repent, Lord God. When we point people to all these other things about wealth and money
yes.
and establishment
yes.
and not even seeking the love of God for one another.
Help us, Lord.
God, we repent, Lord God,
Give
as
us.
A country and nation,
Lord.
All even around the world, oh God, that hallelujah. That, Lord God, that we will kill babies, oh God, and we will prostitute our daughters, and we would kidnap children.
Yeah.
God, we repent from one end of the world to the other,
yes.
just like coronavirus swept through from China that don't even recognize God. Father, we repent. Ye come to the full shot. Oh, God, for nations that don't honor you. And, Lord God, of this nation that calling God we trust, Lord God. We repent, Lord God, for not trusting in chariots and trusting in horses and trusting in government and trusting in everything but you, Lord God. We repent. Hey, God. Oh, glory to God. I bless you, man of God, for that word, God. But now she prayed, she also said, Lord, restore us. God, let us be restored, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord God. Open up our eyes that we may see what the Spirit of the Lord is showing us, God, that we should walk around. Open up our ears that we may hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, that we may hear your word, oh God. Hallelujah. And open up our hearts that we can love one another. Lord God, we thank you for your restoration power. Because Jesus did not come, hallelujah, to end the world, but to restore the world back to you, God. We thank you for restoration, God, that we'll walk in love of one another. We'll end the division, Lord God. Oh, God, restore us, Lord God. You say if anyone is overtaken in the fault, Lord God, that we have so many, Lord God, that because of the spirit of division, the spirit of racism, and all these isms and schisms, Lord, restore us, Lord God, that you made us one, Lord God. Hallelujah, out of the earth, Lord God. Jesus is our elder brother. Out of one, Lord God, came the many. Out of Abraham, out of the one, came the many, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for restoration of your church, restoration of your pastors, restoration of your teachers, that we may be taught the word, Lord God, and love, oh God, that we will be taught to focus back on you, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, that you restore the church, oh God, even in this COVID season, Lord God, let the people hunger and thirst back for God. Let us, Lord God, be restored, our love be restored, and our respect and our that we become humble again. So, Lord God, we humble ourselves underneath the mighty hand of God. Lord God, we be exalted. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing our land. Oh, God, we seek your face. We pray, Lord God, for restoration. We pray, Lord God, for forgiveness. We pray, Lord God, yes, of each nation of us. Each ethnos, oh God, that we, Lord God, will be restored back to our glory state, which is serving you. When Israel, Lord God, became one, Lord God, I mean Solomon reigned, we were allowed to build the temple.
Lord, when there was no bloodshed, when the man talk about wars and why we're in war, hallelujah, because people make money from war. But when there's no more wars, God, let us glorify you in the temple that you would abide, oh God, in the midst of your people. And the glory of God will fall again. And when the glory of God falls, no man will stand, and we'll all bow and give you honor. We thank you, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost for all that you have done. And God, we just give you all the honor and we give you all the praise for restoration and healing in your Son Jesus' name. Glory to God. And one more thing, Sister G, I know I got to go. I salute Mother Ludell, Mother Fanny, and everyone else. I love each one of y'all with the love of the Lord. I pray long life to each one of you. Glory to God, this own Bible story, not just Sister Ludell, I pray long life. I pray health and strength to each one of you. I love you, Sister G. I probably got three more minutes and I got to go.
All right. Love you. And thank you so much, Prophetess Lawson. We appreciate you. We thank you for your time. We thank each one of you. Mother Ludell is on with us from Applin, Georgia. Next month, February 10th, you'll be 100 years old. Good morning, Mother Ludell. How are you today?
I'm doing this morning so raw and everything, just a little hoarse.
Yes, sir. We thank God for you. You going to sing this morning?
Sing. Yeah, I'm going to sing shortly. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me.
Oh, yeah.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While the morning teaches journey, I want Jesus just to walk with me. You walk with my mother. Please walk with me. You walk with my mother. Please walk with me. While I'm on it, teacher's journey, I want Jesus just to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand, Lord. While I'm on it, teach your journey. I want Jesus just to walk with me. Walk with my Father. Walk with me. Walk with my Father, please walk with me. While I'm on this teacher's journey, oh yeah, I want Jesus just to walk with me. Be my friend, Lord, be my friend. Be my friend, Lord. Be my friend, Lord. While we are on this journey road, Lord, I want Jesus just to walk with me. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful.
Amen. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
My God. Thank God for her, for life, for strength. She prayed for me yesterday. Oh, my God. She said an awesome prayer for me. And I thank God today she sang a wonderful song. We want Jesus to walk with us. We don't know the way, but he's a way maker. We thank God. We love each of you. Now, we got to make this real brief. I'm going to unmute all the lines. Is there anyone who needs real special prayer? You got to go to the doctor for this or that, or you got, you know, fever, whatever it is, coronavirus, whatever it is. So anyone need just a special request for prayer right now? I muted all the lines.
I do. I do myself.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, Mother Lucia. All right, anyone else? Special request. All right, well, I'm going to ask Bishop Patterson if he could say a special prayer for Mother Ludell for everyone on the line, and close us out. Then we're going to be closing out. We thank God for you all today. Amen. God is good.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Lord, what a delightful day. Thank you for Mother, who sang so beautifully. And thanks, oh God, that you hear our prayers. That whatsoever we ask in unity, we know it, Lord God. We've come to you in unity, Lord God. And we are asking, oh Lord God, that you grant the desires of our hearts. Speak into our hearts. Let there be peace. Let there be consolation. Let there be comfort. Let there be joy. I ask of you, Lord God, the ones that are silent, but we all need prayer in one way or another. I pray that you've heard our hearts, you hear our thoughts. And, oh God, administer wellness, wholeness, healing, victory in every fiber, every atom of our being. Thanks, God, that we're able to do this time and time again. I lift you up, oh God. I ask your blessing in a special way to continue upon Sister G as she moves forth, taking this word, bringing in blessings to so many, many people. I give you the glory, I give you the honor, and I give you the praise, Lord God. Let this day be a light. Let this day be a time where we can see your handiwork manifested. Let us see and taste of you, Lord. Taste and see that the Lord is good. We know you are. Let us begin to experience it in a new and a more powerful way. We give you the glory. We give you the honor and we give you the praise for the path of the just light, for the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. You're getting better. You're getting brighter. You're lifting us. We're getting well. We're healing. We're stronger. We're at peace because of you. Thanks, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Well, I want to tell you, I love you. God loves you so much more. And, you know, I'm just praying for you all weekly, daily sometimes. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget, praise the Lord. Read, study, and
Hallelujah.
Obey his word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.